I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Joy of Love, that is not some new self-help title that's hitting bookstores this weekend. No, The Joy of Love is what Pope Francis is calling his latest apostolic exhortation. It's a 256-page document offering the pontiff's thoughts and recommendations on matters related to love. Inés San Martín was one of the first people to get a copy. She's the Vatican correspondent for Crux, based in Rome.
Well, Marco, if you don't mind me saying, making a quick summary of what Pope Francis wrote in 260 pages is almost an unachievable goal. But okay. Let me put it this way. Pope Francis wrote about the family, and he left basically absolutely no issue untouched. From the role of women and men in the family to what happens with Catholics who have divorced and are civilly remarried who currently cannot receive communion, absolutely no issue was untouched. He even spoke about female genital mutilation.
Yeah, so that shows just how wide-ranging this whole document really was. What was the tone of it? Was it supportive of families, regardless of how people see themselves in a family?
What Pope Francis is trying to do with this apostolic exhortation is trying to reach out to every family in the world, whether you're actually Catholic or not. He's trying to say that the church welcomes you. He's trying to say that God's love reaches you no matter what your situation.
Yeah, and yet same-sex families, he pretty much definitively closes the door on that kind of arrangement.
Yes, he definitely closed the door to same-sex families. That's Catholic teaching. Two men and two women do not constitute a family, again, in Catholic teaching. And Pope Francis, yes, closed that door.
So if you take the liberal members of the Catholic Church and the conservative members, how have they viewed this?
Well, there has been different reactions all around. For example, in the liberal camp, there were some that were very happy, very appreciative of the fact that Pope Francis seems to have opened the door to Catholics who have divorced and are civilly remarried on a case-by-case situation. But on the other hand, those same people in the liberal camp are upset at the fact that Pope Francis wasn't as welcoming with gays and lesbians, you know, as the Synod was perceived to be. The Synod is a gathering of bishops from which this document was based. There were actually two held in the last 2 years, and there were several documents coming out from those synods. And those documents talk about gays and lesbians, something the Vatican hasn't done before those synods. Yet today on Pope Francis' exhortations, we don't see gays and lesbians. We see homosexual people, and we see people with same-sex tendencies. So in that sense, the liberal camp is disappointed. On the other hand, the conservative camp is, of course, disappointed on what happened with the divorce and the remarried. Because even though Pope Francis didn't fully open the doors, he did leave a space for doubt or what he called discernment. So in that sense, both sides, I think, got something, and neither side got everything they wanted.
So I gather these synods were pretty contentious. Are we looking at a diluted version of what Pope Francis really wanted?
To tell you the truth, it's very, very hard to actually know what he wanted. There's a joke in Catholic Church which says that not even God knows what a Jesuit is thinking. Huh. Pope Francis is a Jesuit by formation. So at the end of the day, it's very, very hard to know just how far did he want to go.
So ultimately, Inés, how is this going to affect divorced and LGBT practicing Catholics? I think that's what a lot of our listeners are going to want to know.
When it comes to all LGBT Catholics, I think it has very little impact. I've had the opportunity to talk to some of them to try to sense their reaction, and most of them are actually disappointed at the fact that they didn't see as much change as they were hoping to see. When it comes to the situation of the divorced and remarried Catholics, it's very important to say that it all comes down to a very specific case-by-case situation. It could very well be that many Catholics who are currently in a second union will have access to communion after a path of prayer and penitence, what is called discernment.
What do you find most interesting about this document?
There's something very specific that caught my attention, and that's the fact that some of the most important elements of it are actually not in the body of the text, but in the footnotes. There are two very specific footnotes on chapter 8 that are the ones that open the doors for the divorced and the remarried to access the sacrament, but it's not in the body of the text. That was very interesting to see and caused a lot of confusion today. When I was talking with different colleagues here in Rome, and they were saying, well, nothing happened. And others were saying, yeah, a lot happened. And it all came down to have you read the footnotes or not.
Yeah, an editor at the Vatican would have said they were burying the lead.
They most definitely were burying the lead. But, you know, it still made my lead.
Inés San Martín, the Vatican correspondent for Crux in Rome. Thanks very much, Inés.
Thank you.